guys, welcome back to Talk Your Ola Podcast. If this is your first time of tuning into Talk Your Ola Podcast, you are welcome. And if you're a returning listener, you are welcome. You are welcome to Talk Your Ola Podcast. Thank you guys so much for clicking on the play button. And I really do hope you guys enjoy this episode. And I really hope you stay tuned to the end of the episode. Because if you don't stay tuned, you are definitely going to miss a lot of points. You're going to miss a lot of things. So make sure you stay tuned to the end of this episode. Not to waste you guys' time, today me and my guest, we are going to be talking about toxic relationship, but we are going to be focusing on toxic romantic relationship, because we have a lot of relationship. We have friendship relationship, we have parents relationship, but today me and my guest, we are going to be focusing on toxic romantic relationship. Please stay tuned so that you don't miss what's gist, because my guest is definitely going to give guys what's gist. So please make sure you stay tuned, make sure you share with your friends, make sure you subscribe to our podcast on all platforms. Just click on the link on my Instagram bio. It's going to take you to every single platform Talk Your Ola is available. Thank you. Hi.
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 Good afternoon. Good. I'm so excited.
I'm very excited too. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing very good.
Yeah. Thank you so much for answering my request. Like, I really appreciate it. And I'm so excited. Like, I feel like screaming.
You're allowed to scream. And I'm very honored that you found me worthy enough to be on your podcast.
Can I scream?
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting left away, like, good, May I Talk is coming to my podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too.
Okay, let me laugh a little bit.
It's allowed.
I love the way you sound, between, and I love your podcast so much, even if I'm not really tuned into the recent one, but like, I really love the way you talk. I love the way you always roar your podcast. Like, I really love you. I'm not even shy at all. Like, I'm not even hiding anything. You don't talk the way it is. Like, I really love you.
Aw, thank you so much. Well, the reason why I created my podcast is because so that, you know, people can actually express themselves, you know, without boundaries. So it shouldn't be like, oh, I'm editing this out, I'm cutting this out. Mm-mm. Just be yourself. Say it how you feel it. See it and don't zip it.
And I really, really love that. Like, one day, maybe myself, I'll do like that. I'll just talk anyhow. I'll just talk how it feels.
Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be good.
So, hey guys, welcome to Talk Your Lab Podcast. And today, I have a guest right here with me. And oh god, I'm so excited.
Yeah. Breathe before we start. Oh yeah. I don't know that these people do.
Thank you so much. Please, would you like to introduce yourself? So let me do the intro for you.
Oh, okay. Hey guys, my name is Dami Mo Black, whatever it is that you can call me with. I am a podcaster, a content writer, a fashion designer, a shoemaker. Yeah, I am like that serial entrepreneur, and also I just enjoy doing me. So I have a podcast called May I Talk, and I guess that's why Talk With Ola actually said, oh yeah, come and be on my podcast. And I'm here today, super excited to hear what topic we'll be talking about.
Thank you so much. Like, May I Talk, that's a whole lot of work. You see, this is what I'm saying. I want to be like you. Every aspect.
Well, I guess I just enjoy everything that I'm doing. So it doesn't really feel like work to me. It just feels like fun while making money.
God. Looks, in this Lagos, in this Nigeria, looks like. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Making money is actually not easy, and you are enjoying. Good.
Do what you love first.
money will come to slide through.
Are you guys listening? She said you should do what you love. I don't know, this podcast thing, at a point then I was like, do I really like it or do I really love it? Or let me go back first before I knew that maybe I like it or I love it. Like, that's what I've been trying to figure out for months that I left, that do I really want to continue? But then now that I'm at home, I'm done with school, I'm juggling. Okay, even if I don't like it, I must like it by force, by fire, because I'm really juggling. Like, when someone is idle, like, it takes, I don't know, I'm not really idle, so I just had to come back. So
I myself, I've actually not really had the time to record much because of how much I'm doing right now, starting up a new fashion line and whatnot. So, but what I'm trying to do is record and probably post maybe like 4 times in a month, which is like once a week, which I'm going to start next month. I actually said I was going to start in June, but the spirit of procrastination.
Hey, God, I've been procrastinating since February. Like, since February, I went into July. But I'm like,
don't worry, you can still do it. You can still do it. Just record as many as you can record and just throw it out there. People will listen regardless. That's it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Today, guys, me and May I Talk. I prefer calling you May I Talk. That damn is so much. So I'm just going to speak in English. I hope you don't have any.
Yeah, May I Talk is perfect. I'm okay with it.
All right, thanks. Today, me and my guests, we're going to be talking about toxic relationship, or to be specific, toxic romantic relationship. May I talk? What's your take on toxic relationship?
Oh my God, I feel like I have, I feel like I've had this conversation with a lot of people. Outside podcast recording, even I think I've discussed it in one of my episodes as well with a friend. And what do I really think about toxic romantic relationship? It is very energy draining. It's like one foot in, one foot out. You don't know what you're doing. You're standing by the door, you're coming inside. One minute it is heated with arguments, next minute it is heated with sex and showering of gifts, and one minute you're thinking, oh, do you love this person? Next minute you're thinking, oh my God, I really hate this person. A lot of times people mistake it for true love, because sometimes true love sounds like that, you know, where you hate this person but you love this person, and you can't really decipher how you feel. But the one thing with true love is you will always, always realize that, okay, it is this person or nothing. But a toxic romantic relationship, you are halfway. What is halfway? What am I saying? You are like 80% unhappy.
Yes.
Now, the 20% happiness comes from those little thing that you feel like you lack, that this person does. And it makes you want to forgive them over and over and over and over again until you can no longer forgive them. Now, that is when it now becomes hateful, when you guys end up breaking up. Now, I hate toxic romantic relationship because it is the worst situationship in life. Yeah, so that's it.
Okay, so basically, I totally get what you're saying. So I was asking a friend the other day, because one of my friends, I feel like she's in a toxic relationship, but she feels like she's not, because she really, really loves the person. And she feels like the guy buying her things when they have an issue, instead of him apologizing, he just steps out to get her stuff. He won't even say sorry or anything. And she's like, she's okay with it, even when she's really, really sad. Because she's always calling me, like, every time, like, Ola, see what... And he stepped out. He didn't even say sorry. He came back inside. He got me clothes. He sent me money. And I'm like, how long do you want to continue with this kind of relationship? This thing is toxic. And it's like, she's too blind to see. What kind of advice do you have for this kind of person?
Okay, first of all, are they married?
But they are not boyfriend and girlfriend, just 1 year relationship, for crying out loud.
Okay, so okay, so I would say I have been in her shoes before, and you can't blame her. First of all, you can't blame her, especially if you're someone who lacks those things that this guy's doing, you know, for her.
Yes.
Now, never, ever, ever, ever be the person who will tell someone, leave your man. Except it has become really physical, you know. Do not be the one to say, ah, madam, oh yeah, I'll leave your relationship. Because whenever the men have their issues, you'll be the center of the topic. You'll be the one person that they will say, ah, she was trying to make me break up with you. And all those things girls do. Now, my advice for her is to first find her own freedom financially, because I feel like she's there because of the money. She's there because of what she's getting from him. If it's sex, she should go and buy dildos and sex toys and just to do whatever it is that she wants to do to pleasurize herself. If it's money, she should get up and work. There is something very intoxicating about spending your own money. A man's money would not feel like shit to you when you have your own money. So when he's even acting like an asshole, you're treating like an asshole. Now, I won't say the guy might necessarily not love her. He could actually really love her. It could just be that he has this trait about him that even him cannot control. You know, some people acquire some traits from their family, from their parents, that they don't know how to deal with. Anger, jealousy, pain, suffering, you know, depression, sexualizing women, belittling people. People sometimes just get the straight to their family. They don't have control over it at that point if they don't know that they don't know they have these things. Now, for your friend, right? She needs to first make this decision if she's okay with being unhappy. She needs to know that being unhappy is very sad, and eventually she would find herself in the arms of somebody else, and even when she gets caught, they will still blame her for doing that. Or she will find herself really going into a very bad depression to the point that she won't be able to speak to anyone anymore about how she feels, you know. And that is quite painful, because sometimes this kind of leads to suicidal thoughts, even suicide itself, because you feel like, oh, you're not good enough. Now, whenever someone pisses you off, let's say your love, for example, pisses you off, does something that is really, really bad to your mental health or to yourself or to your emotions, and he doesn't feel like he needs to apologize, instead he go out there, buy you designer bags, shoes, roses, and whatnot, instead of apologizing, you guys are stylishly sweeping the main problem under the rug. One day it's gonna get really full and there will be an outburst, and when there is an outburst, a lot of things will be said, a lot of wrong things will be said, a lot of wrong moves will be made. And sometimes it's not even really about the apology. Sometimes it's about how this person is willing to amend, to change, to try, you know. And if she's always accepting that, well, that's the only way he knows how to apologize. Now, that's bullshit. That's bad. That's toxic. He needs to learn to apologize. She needs to learn to demand for a change or for an apology. That's what I feel.
That's a whole lot. Thank you so much. I was supposed to ask this earlier, but you know, I got carried in this. Like, what is the first, like, what are the signs of what are the signs that someone is in a toxic romantic relationship? You know, they are actually like early signs and early warnings. You know, the person gets to this, you will get to the brim of it, that they start beating each other and everything. Like, what are the early signs that someone is in a toxic romantic relationship?
Well, it starts with sometimes little arguments that nobody's willing to back down and actually understand the other person. It starts with listening to react, not listening. It starts with lack of trust, hostile communication. It starts with controlling this person. Controlling their behavior, their movement. it starts with lies. Like, oh my God, toxic people lie a lot. Yeah. And all they do majorly is just let the situation be about them. It's always about them, never about their partner. If you tell them, oh, this is how I feel, they'll be like, hey, but do you know I was feeling this way too? You start to feel drained. Like, some days you just don't want to be around them. You just even don't want to see them. And then you find yourself making excuses for their behavior.
Exactly. Yes. I totally agree. Like, at a point, you start blaming yourself that maybe you're actually the problem. Maybe they actually know the one. Because this is the friend I told you about. Actually the problem and not the guy. I mean, you know that, like, everything you listed down to me, I don't see any, I can't see your faults there. Like, why is, like, the guy is actually turning the table for her to make her feel bad? It's like, whenever they have an argument, he's always using our weakness, all our weakness against and I'm like, don't take a break from this guy. She's like, if she takes a break, the guy will come back to her, beg, start making a scene around her friends. So she has no choice than to go back.
No, she has a choice. She chose to go back.
Exactly.
Everybody have a choice.
That was what I told her. I was like, you could make your own choice. Like, you could just leave and say you are done. No matter what it's saying, no matter what it does, just leave. And she's like, it's not that easy the way I'm saying it. That she has tried. It keeps coming back. And but you are getting old. You're not happy. She's saying, eh, she's happy today, but at least there's always issues in relationship. And I'm like, I don't know what to say about this. Sometimes I don't even want to put my mouth, because you know you said earlier that put your mouth in relationship, they'll put you in the middle. And this time my friend had issues with her boyfriend, and her boyfriend kept on calling me. So I was like, I was the middle person. I don't know what I'm missing. So they kept on calling me. The guy was like, you get me to beg your friend, this and that. And she's my friend. What am I supposed to do? I'll tell her, if you're not happy in this relationship, leave. She already left, but the guy kept on calling me. We'll talk for like 1 hour. Like, for crying out loud, you're not my boyfriend. What do I want to have? Why would I want to have a conversation with you for 1 hour? Almost. Things like that, they kept on calling my friend babe too. Like, my friend kept talking that she's not happy in the relationship, and I told her that, okay, thank God she left, that at least she's happy. Mommy, I thought, do you believe that these people came back like 2 months later and I did not know?
She'll be able to tell you at first now, because she'll feel embarrassed. That's like true.
Me, I thought today I'm pinned. Like, whenever I remember that, I was feeling my roommate. I feel like crying. I'm like, wait. So, baby, you didn't tell me. I even found out in the most ridiculous way. Like, in a way, I wasn't even supposed to find out. And I'm like, wait, you guys are back. She was like, and yes, she's going to talk about it later. Till today, she has not told me the reason when we came back. So I was like, even when she wanted to bring back their issues to me, that me and this, I said, well, I'm not there. Anything, guys, like, don't involve me with your relationship issue. She said, as far as I'm still a friend, I'm involved. But me, within me, I know that I'm no longer involved, because putting your mouth in with people's relationship is a very, very big and tough.
Let me tell you one thing that I would say to anybody who is listening to your podcast right now. The one thing I'm going to say is, getting out of a relationship while you're not married is actually super easy. Look, when you're married, it is a different ball game. It is a different ball game, because you're not just married to your man, you're married to his family. So even if you want to get out, it is going to be a thing of, so that you get out peacefully, two of you do it peacefully. That's why for the family, church, mosque, whatever it is, we want to interfere and say, hey, guys, she gave you one more shot and stuff. Or it is very nasty. Nasty means dirty, nasty goodbye. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So if anyone out there listening to this podcast is in a relationship that you feel like is draining your energy, you're not happy, you are feeling choked, you wake up feeling like you're just existing and not leaving, it is easy for you to go out, get your phone, call the guy and say, hey, I don't think we deserve to be together anymore. It doesn't need to be nasty. It could be very, very mature way of saying, I'm done. because when you marry this person who you feel is a little bit toxic, you will actually have gray hair faster than you could have actually imagined in your life.
Yes.
So stop doing things because of material things. Stop doing things. Sometimes love can be blind. Oh my God. Sometimes love can be so annoying. But you can get out. You can actually get out.
Okay. Thank you, brother. May I talk? Do you think someone in a toxic romantic relationship can turn to an LD one? Like, all what you've listed out, maybe the guy beats her, the guy buys her material things to cover up and everything. Do you think this kind of relationship can turn to an LD one where the guy stops beating her and where he learns to apologize when he's wrong? Let me even point it to guys now. Ladies too are actually toxic. So let me say that. So do you think this kind of relationship could turn to an LD relationship?
Okay. First of all, for me, if it ever becomes physical, I'm out. So I will not even have the patience to wait to know whether he's going to become a better person. The moment you feel it's okay for you to lay your hands on your wife or lay your hands on your husband, get out. Because my mom will always say something. It starts with a slap.
Yes.
If you do not slap your own back immediately, you end up being beaten and being turned to a punching bag. Now, let's leave domestic physical abuse aside. If he is abusive emotionally, by words, blah, 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 and whatnot, and he goes to therapy or he starts to read books on how to be a better person and he is gradually becoming a better person, I think people can change if they want to change. It is not by their partner. You can't change your partner. You can only influence your partner to change. You can only give them a chance to change. And sometimes these people that actually end up changing are actually sometimes the best. You know, you start to see growth, like, oh wow, this person's actually trying, you know, bringing effort to actually become a better person. And the one thing I always tell people is the best way to change is if you change for yourself, not for your partner. Because the moment your partner does something that triggers you, you will end up back at square one because you did it for them, not for you. But if you do all that cleansing for yourself, you will be free. Even when they actually push you to do the things that you used to do before. Yes, anybody can change, but it is not their partner's job to change them at all. So that's my belief.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. So let me give you an example. For instance, I have a boyfriend. Yeah, and maybe we're having an argument, like a very, very heated argument over a very, very minor issue. Maybe. Okay, wait. Before I ask this question, do you think when a partner starts controlling you, like controlling your movement, like don't go out with this particular girl without even giving you a reason, do you think the guy is being toxic?
Yes, he is toxic.
Why?
He's very toxic. Why would you always control my movement? Why the controlling behavior? See, that is one of the signs of being toxic. Like, before you married this person, before you started dating this person, you had friends. He had friends. I am married and I have a rule in my marriage. Before you met me, I know all your friends. Before you met me, all the people that have been in your life before you met me still stand. The people that come after you met me, yeah, maybe I could question that. But not the people that were there before. Because you guys probably grew up together. You guys know yourselves. Now, same thing for me. I had friends before I met you. If I decide, hey, babe, I'm going out with the girls tonight or I'm going out with the girls tomorrow, I'm telling you not for you to give me permission to go out. No, I'm telling you what I want to do. I'm telling you what I feel like I need to do. I need a break with my girls. And I expect you to totally respect that. Except I'm someone who goes out every weekend. Hey, motu lo, party, party, moshikinik, all of that. But then you have got to even understand that, okay, this person is a party monger. If you met her as a party monger, leave her as a party monger. That is who she is. But when you now start controlling, oh, don't go out with Kemi. I don't want to see with Yemi. I don't want to. No, bro. I have a life to live. A lot of people get into relationship forgetting that they have friends. They are choked up in their relationship with their partners, that even when they now finally probably break up, they have no friend left because they've shoved everybody away because of this partner.
Yes.
No man should control your behavior, your actions, or your beliefs. These threats, these things, they bring fear into your relationship. That's when you want to go hang out with your friend. You have to lie to your man to say, oh, I'm going to the market. Film, you have gone to Bulu. To go to Bulu's house. You know, this kind of small behavior starts to breed lies in your relationship. That is why I always tell people something. You have got to learn how to trust even when they're...
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, I guess this is a kind of call.
Yeah.
So you were saying something.
Yeah, so I was saying that controlling, you know, someone in their relationship can breed lies. It can start bringing lies. So that's one thing that I always tell people. When you start to control them, they'll start to look for a way around not telling you the truth. Simple. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So back to the question I was going to ask before this one popped up on my head. So I was saying me and... Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just using myself as an instance.
Yeah.
So maybe we're having a very heated argument, like mm-hmm. over a minor stuff. Then maybe mistakenly he hits me. Like, it wasn't intentional, but you know, maybe he wanted to like just raise his hand up to yell. Is it yell or yell?
To yell. Yeah. Me, then, yeah.
Then he mistakenly hits me.
Mm.
Would you call that, like, in that kind of situation, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to, like, maybe leave? Because, you know, we're actually having an argument. Personally, I feel like he did it intentionally, even if he was making a mistake.
Go ahead. Finish what I have to say.
So, like, do you think, am I supposed, even if he apologized to me that I'm sorry, babe, it was a mistake. But, you know, since we were really, really having a heated argument that moment, I'm like, no, you did it intentionally. Am I supposed to leave or stay in that kind of relationship?
First of all, if you hit yourself back. I don't care who listens to this podcast 10 times over. If he puts his hand on your face, make sure you do the same thing too. Okay, yeah, they'll blame you, be like, oh, you're a woman, you shouldn't do that. But he is a man. He should control his anger. Look, when my husband is upset, no matter how heated the argument is, he would rather just step outside the house. Give me space. Give himself space. You know? Moment a man can actually raise his hand to actually slap you, it means that he has thought about it, he has processed it, and he feels that's the only way he can shut you up. No, the way he can shut you up is by walking out. And let me tell you, that's even way more painful. That is way more painful. Imagine talking, bah, 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 you did this. Baba just, as they talk, they're wearing clothes. Baba just come up for us for you. You find yourself talking to yourself alone now. Yeah, I find a way of talking to you now. You want to start following him? To be talking outside and embarrassing yourself and shit. Nah. I do not believe in physical abuse. I don't give a shit how heated the argument is. Nobody. The woman is not allowed to slap a man, and the man is not allowed to slap a woman. I'm telling you, the moment you are all give yourself that chance to go physical, it will continue. It will continue.
Okay.
That's my thought.
Me personally, if I was in that kind of situation, maybe my boyfriend hits me by mistake, or I don't know, or maybe by mistake or intentionally, I don't know, I'm going to leave that relationship. Even a guy shouting at me, I find it like really toxic. Like, why are you shouting at me? Like, I'm not your brother or your sister for crying out loud. I'm your girlfriend. So don't yell at me. Like, I mean, say I easily run away from that kind of relationship, maybe because of the kind of family I grew up with. Because I feel like when a guy is shouting at me, there is no way, it's definitely going to turn into something really brutal. So once a guy is shouting at me, maybe the first time, the second time, the third time, I'm out of that relationship. I guess that's how we move on the relationship.
Like, I sometimes patience is virtue.
I see, because I'm just like, no, this one is shouting at me. Omo, if you can shout at me, that means you can beat me. So I just like,
I understand you.
Where my wife is. So, Mento, what advice would you give someone out there that is listening to this, that is in a toxic romantic relationship? Like, what advice would you give to the person right now?
There is no romance in toxicity. First of all, it's just equal for sure. Just doing it so you can stay. It means if you actually catch them on the bed, to you, that's not toxic, because they'll go and buy you a Hermes. I mean, how the fuck they call that bag? You know? Yeah, well. So, there is, I can't say there's a particular advice to give to you. It's all about your choice. It's all about your choice. Have you weighed the pros and the cons? Easy. Are you depending on this person? What way are you trying to create your own getaway card? Look, being in love is one thing, getting out of love is another thing. You can actually love someone, yes, but if this person is damaging your emotions, is making you build walls, you're not seeing yourself with another person just because you're scared that if you go into another relationship, it will be the same thing. You have a fear of the unknown. And get out first now. Face that unknown. Let's see. You know? Exactly. If you know that this person is... You're gradually just feeling like a flatmate to this person or a housemate, you know? You don't even feel like you're friends with this person. You're walking on eggshells. You're scared. You're looking at your back day and night. You have to constantly lock your phone. You have to do this. You have to do that. So you don't upset this person. I'll truly advise you to sit and think, is this where I want to be in the next 2 to 3 years? Is this how I want to live my life? Are you yourself around this person? Can you call this person and say, oh, I did this. Is this forgivable or is this not forgivable? Or is this person kind of person that will come and say, oh, we saw how with this guy at the club, and the guy will just believe without even asking you? So, I don't know. My own advice to you is just to open a book, write down every single thing that you feel has been so toxic in your relationship. Write down every single thing that has been so amazing in your relationship. And just cross, 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 and see what you're left with. And I'll always say something. You come first. Your happiness comes first. Focus on your money. Make your money and you will be happy. Period. That is the truth. Exactly. That's it.
But you know, this one is like out of context. But do you know that some people feel like making money, having money is not happiness? I don't know. Some people that don't have sense. Why would you think having money will not make you happy? Like, how?
Okay, but sometimes having money is not enough to create happiness. But does not mean you're not going to be happy spending your own money. I mean, I'd rather cry in a G-Wagon, a Benz, a Bentley, a Ferrari, a Mustang, you know, than I'm crying on a bike. You know? Do you understand? So, sometimes money doesn't...
to ask earlier was that a guy or a lady demanding for sex too much in a relationship, do you think is actually toxic?
Define too much.
like almost every time. Maybe we just finished one and the next moment, I won't call it second round, maybe like few minutes later, you're already like, and let's continue. And the lady or the guy is like, I'm tired. In the process of them saying I'm tired, the partner gets angry, then starts shouting that, is it, let me rephrase this very well. Okay, so I'm in a relationship, for instance, then this guy is demanding for sex all the time. Maybe today is asking, I give it to him today, tomorrow is asking, I give it to him, then the third day is asking, like, guy, take it, you know now. So in that process, maybe an argument occurred. Do you think sex could be a reason why someone is having toxic relationship?
Okay, so first of all, I need to maybe help you define what toxic means, because Google Dictionary said it's a very harmful or unpleasant way, you know.
Yes.
If it's harmful to her, yes, it's toxic. If it's unpleasant to her, yes, it's toxic. If is a sex addict, that is left for her to decipher, oh, okay, can I keep up or can I not keep up? And like, or I said, everybody always have a choice to walk away. Okay. Married people experience this way more than single people, because you're married. An African man, no, I'm not going to say all African men, I'll say some African men believe, oh, whenever I want is when I get it. Not consider the fact that the woman may be tired, may be sore, may be stressed out, or might not even be in the mood, you know. Now, if you are now shouting, parrying, getting upset over the fact that your partner is not interested in sex, then you're crazy. You have brain issues. That's one thing I'm gonna say. This is why there's masturbation. You can pleasure yourself. Is it not for you to come? If it's the act, then go and lose in a bed now and start strapping it if you can't. Because the woman that you are constantly pressurizing to have sex with you will no longer enjoy the sex if it's every day. The point of making sex very beautiful and sweet to the body is if you give it space sometimes. Allow yourself miss each other. Then the whole process will be steamy and hot, and it will be worth it. Not every day, lie down, let us do. Do you understand? So, it is toxic if it's harming the partner and if it's making the partner not pleasant. If it's not something that she wants, it's very harmful. If she loves him enough, or if he loves her enough, you understand that you can't have sex Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Maybe instead of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to Sunday, you guys can start Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays. So that will even help the guy. It will even help him. Because if you look at it very well, what is left in his body if he's having sex Monday to Sunday? So I feel like, I don't know if I've answered your question in a way.
Yes, you have. Thank you so much. Like, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For your time. Like, thank you so much. Like, I really, really do appreciate it. So I also asked you, did you enjoy yourself on my podcast?
Definitely. I can't wait to hear it.
So if I call you next time, you will answer me.
Why not? I'll be more than happy to come back and have a conversation with you.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. Do you have any words you want to share or anything you want to say before we end this episode?
Please start your podcast. Do not be afraid. Go ahead, run it, do it. Find topics and just do it. Just keep doing it and enjoy while you do it. And I'm proud of you, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much, May I Talk. I really did have a wonderful time. Like, I was very, very scared. Like, I was like, how will I do? But you made this very, very easy for me. Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day, and have a wonderful week.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Listening to this part right now, that means you stay tuned to the end of this particular episode. I mean, you really did. Like, It's the old Lord, like 38, close to 39 minutes. Thank you so much. And if you have anything to say, maybe constructive criticism, feedback, your review, anything, just slide into my DM. Let's talk. You can't just listen to a 39 minutes episode and not have anything to say. You definitely have something to say. So please do make sure you share with your friends, share your story, share your status. You know, let's talk. Like, let's talk about this particular episode. Do you have anybody going through toxic relationship? Did you enjoy the episode? Like, I mean, you definitely have to enjoy it. You definitely have to have something to say. So just slide into my DM on Instagram at Talk With Ola Podcast. If you listening through WhatsApp, you can slide into my DM. Let's talk. Twitter. Let's talk. Like, it's a whole lot, because I know that a whole lot of people are going through toxic relationship. It doesn't have to be domestic violence before you are in a toxic relationship. So if you are listening to this right now and you're in a toxic relationship, please, my sister and my brother, because both gender are going through toxic relationship, please step out of the relationship. Thank you guys so much. I really, really do like, I'm expecting your review, I'm expecting your feedback, I'm expecting your contract. Hey Jesus, I don't fuck up. I'm expecting your constructive criticism. Please just slide into my DM. See you next time. Thank you. Bye.